little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So another favourite of GP registrars is how do I manage these leg ulcers? And I guess that as GP registrars that we would usually refer them to the district nurses and hope that we'll never see them again. But it's helpful for GP registrars to have something of an approach to how do you manage leg ulcers and what sort of things to watch out for with leg ulcers. So we're going to go through some of the red flag questions that might be important when recognizing what might be behind or what other things could be linked in with leg ulceration. So we've got an older patient, often on the larger side, and often with more than one pathology going on. So we're going to ask Ethel. Hi, Ethel.
Hi.
Ethel, do you get any pain in your calves or in your legs when you walk?
No, but doctor, I don't walk far now, but I haven't noticed any pain.
Can I check, do you have any symptoms of diabetes at all? We've never tested you for diabetes, have we? So that those symptoms might include being very thirsty or peeing a lot.
Oh, well, you know, I always feel I do have to rush to the toilet because I have a bit of that, you know, that stress incontinence that we've gone over before, but that's been a long
time. So that hasn't really changed
now.
Very much recently. It might be worthwhile thinking about testing you for diabetes at some stage with an average blood sugar, if that's okay. Do you have any problems with your breathing or any pains in your chest at all?
No,
nothing like that. Okay. So we're having a look at your ulcers, Ethel, and the most likely explanation is these ulcers are probably related to poor circulation back from your legs, and you've got obvious varicose veins here, so your veins don't seem to empty very well. So it might be worthwhile looking at various options of trying to improve the tendency that you've got to get these ulcers. So for the time being, I'm actually going to ask my nurse to keep an eye on you and to treat you for the ulcer that you've got. But it would be worthwhile us having a chat about the things that we could do together to try and minimise the chances of you getting ulcers in the long term as well. So there's some notes in black and white about some approaches for leg ulcer management that you might want to refer to. We're now going to just safety net regarding what's going to happen next with this ulcer.
Yeah, so Ethel, when you're getting care from the nurses will keep an eye on it, and I'm sure they'll get in touch with me if it is getting worse or it's not healing. But there's a few things it would be good if you could look out for. So if your calf was to become really tender, sore and swollen, that could mean that you've got a blood clot in your legs, and that would be something you need to report to us as soon as you can. And then the other thing would be just looking out for any signs of infection around the ulcer. So if it's red, sore, tender, or you actually feel unwell with high temperatures, then you need to let us know. Are you happy that you know what to look out for here, Ethel?
Okay, so if it gets tender and swollen, that might be a clot. And if I'm unwell or it gets hot and swollen, then that could be an infection, yeah?
Yeah, those are the two main things. That's
okay.
It, Ethel.
Okay, thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no